Good morning. Welcome to Conversations with Friends with Mary Almwake, exploring ways to live our lives more fully in this wonderful world. We welcome your calls and thoughts at 242-7800. Conversations with Friends is brought to you on KAOI by Unity of Maui, where the heart is at home. Now, here's your host, Mary Almwake.
Well, good morning, Maui. Wow, what a glorious, fabulous, awesome, perfect day. Jim, how are you?
Great. No, it's one of those days. You know, it's just those that
you've been having one of those weeks.
It is. It's just, you know, it's just like, you know, Murphy's Law personified.
Well,
so
you know
I
what?
Hesitate, but then I look around and realize I'm in a room filled with bright energy and beautiful people, mm-hmm. and on the way here it was gorgeous and heck, it's a great day.
Well,
it's great. I feel wonderful.
Beautiful day. And you know, you need to like reverse Murphy's Law because it's a vibration that most people buy into. If anything mm-hmm. can go right, it will. If anything can cost less, it will. If anything can happen faster, it will. In fact, Murphy was wrong. You need a new law.
A new law. Well, I think you once called it pronoia, right?
Pronoia. The entire universe is conspiring.
Instead of being
paranoid.
You know,
we carry a belief system in us, and it has to show up until we blow it out.
Right.
And I just had so much support yesterday. A Dr. Daria, who visits the island from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
She is a doctor, a PhD, yoga teacher, and one of those, you know, the new evolutionary people on the planet. Nobody fits into a category. But she learned a technique of dousing my house and moved the energy so much so my cat's hair stood up. And there has been such an energy, a dynamic energy. So I'm thinking, Jim,
I think maybe
we need to douse you.
I need to be doused. I had the idea that this week I was going to go to the beach and just plan and think, and then things just started, and I couldn't get out of and I've been stood in front of a computer all day.
Well, and today's daily word, what a perfect word, because
really
the word
good.
Is coming home.
And why is that appropriate for
well,
us?
Well, it's so appropriate because we're always being invited to come home to our heart, to live in the present moment. And our second guest today, Flavin, is going to share with us Byron Katie's The Work, which the reminders always come back home, stay home, stay out of God's business, stay out of other people's business, and stay home in your own business. And then our first guests are from Habitat Humanity right here on Maui, and we're going to have an opportunity not only to invite people who are out here on Maui to actually come and help build houses, one of the most dynamic and important projects, I think, in the world. It's all over the world. I have so many God stories because we've been working with Habitat,
mm-hmm.
my former church. We built dozens of houses individually as a church. So huge work and huge energy. And we have the director here and we have the project manager. And so you'll be able to hear how you could actually contribute and make a difference in somebody's life. So,
and you're going to hear about a new store that I didn't know about, where you can get building supplies at a fraction of the cost. And we'll talk about that in a moment.
Well, we'll talk about that. But what I want to talk about is Unity Church is always inviting people to come home. And our home, we're on the road again. That's our theme. We are going to be at the Seventh-day Adventist Church for 3 weeks. And we bless that community for inviting us in and allowing us to be there because they meet on Saturdays. We'll be meeting one service this week, the 26th, December 3rd. 3rd and December 10th, only 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
at 11 a.m. It's a wonderful, down there on Ka'alui, it's right off on Pa'anene,
right.
Just 2 blocks off of Hana Highway.
Wakea and Punene.
Yeah, it's so easy to find parking, wonderful community of love. They just have such a sweet vibration. So we are going to be taking Unity on the road, and our theme is the light that shines for you. Wherever we are, we're home, and our light is on. And then we're really excited because we're going to be coming home for the holidays back to our little house on High Street just for a little bit, just to kind of come back together before Spirit sends us out. So I just love the idea that today's daily word, a million people will be reading this word coming home, and we want to talk to the executive director, Sherry Dodson, and the project manager of our houses are being built here, Peter. And Peter needs to pronounce his last name because it's like Omwake.
It's Oquist.
Oquist. Once you get it like Oquist and Omwake, it's just easy. But until you get it, it's hard. So Peter just comes back from Tennessee where he built 10 houses. So welcome, Sherry.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And welcome, Peter.
Thank you.
And Jim, take it away because you've been talking with him.
For folks who don't know what Habitat for Humanity is, do the 30-second elevator presentation.
We are a nonprofit Christian ministry that builds homes in partnership with families in need.
And you've been around for how long?
On Maui, we've been here since 1997. But
and then
the
Habitat in general?
The national affiliate's been around since 1976.
Wow. And then most people, I guess, have heard about it at least the first time through the work of former President Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter is one of our most well-known volunteers, but is actually started by a man and his wife, Millard Fuller and his wife. They were, he was quite wealthy, actually, and decided that with all the money in the world, he needed to do something that was more fulfilling. So he and his wife took off to Africa and started building homes there and decided that they really needed to come back to Georgia because there was a lot of people in the United States who were living in poverty housing or didn't have a home. So he came up with an idea that the community together could build a home for these families and started Habitat in 1976.
And what's so amazing, I'm pretty much a construction schmuck, but I have volunteered for Habitat projects. And what's so amazing is that it doesn't matter how much of a craftsman or non-craftsman you are, there's always something for you to do at these projects.
Yeah, there's a grunt job, and I've been there many, many days, and they've actually even let me use the hammer, although it is I think probably singing is my lesson. but there's always something to carry. There's always something to support. There's always something to hold up. There's always a way to serve. So
yeah, and if you don't have skills, it's a great way to learn skills. A lot of times we get phone calls from people who, you know, have a drywall project but don't know how to drywall. So we'll give them a time when one of our houses is in the middle of drywall, and they can come up and work alongside someone who does know how to do it and figure it out.
So, you know, when we did a big Habitat for Humanity push, years ago, there were 650,000 Habitat homes. You must have way more than that now. What's the number around the world? I mean, it's a huge number.
We have housed over 1 million people.
Mm. Wow. So that's just in the, I've been here 6 years, but it just exponential.
Yeah.
How many people sleep under Habitat? And it's exponential. It is, because it's one of the great things about the project is people who get the homes actually come back in and help keep it going. So it's wonderful. It's the pay it forward. It is really one of the most positive programs. And I've had the privilege of meeting Miller Fuller many times. We gave him the Light of Unity Award at our national conference, and he's one of the most dynamic speakers and such a humble man.
He is.
And Jimmy Carter, who, you know, lost the presidency because of the Iran hostage situation, and the year that we were supporting a project, he was going back into Iran to build 100 houses for the people that actually helped him lose, you know, that. And it was just like the generosity of this man and the stories of Africa and around the country and here on Maui. So tell us about Maui, because that's where we are and that's where people can actually, we're going to give you phone numbers and ways to get involved. So,
well, we started in 1997, and the first couple of years was sort of the building blocks years. And in 2000, the group, I wasn't with the group yet, started their first renovation. And then in 2003, they brought me on board, and my first day of work was the first day of our first full build.
Yeah.
And we started.
That was good.
Yes, it was a day of firsts. We started up in a subdivision in Waiahuli on Hawaiian Homestead for Hawaiians who had waited for their lease and then were unable to build on their land. And we've done 12 houses since. We're currently building 5 houses up in 3 in Waiahuli and 2 in Waiahu. And we got some huge projects coming up next year and the year after.
Now, how many people work on a project, and how long does it take to build a house?
We can have up to, you know, we've had groups of 100 people come in. We have one event once a year where we have 200 volunteers in one day.
Wow.
So it really doesn't matter. But depending on how many volunteers we get out, depending on the weather, will depend on how long it takes to build, somewhere between 6 to 8 months.
Wow.
And now, are you able now to build on some of the Hawaiian homelands to provide homes for some of the native Hawaiians? Is that happening?
Yes, we have a partnership with Department of Hawaiian Homelands that allows us to build for Hawaiians.
So those first 6 homes, you said, the first homes you were working on were in Hawaiian homelands.
Yes.
Well, no one's more deserving. I mean, no one is more deserving. And so if I wanted to volunteer, what would I do?
Well, you can call our office at 893-0334, and we'll give you directions on to one of the 5 build sites. And then you show up that day, make sure that you have closed shoes, and your project manager will meet you and give you some direction. We provide lunches every week, and we have water on site, so the only thing you need to do is bring sunscreen.
I was just going to say sunscreen and a good attitude.
That's it.
What a good attitude. Now, do you have enough volunteers? Are you open, actively seeking volunteers?
Always. We always need more volunteers. We're doing 5 houses right now, and we're 2 of the houses are sponsored by the Realtors Association of Maui, so they provide all the volunteers. But the other 3 job sites, we can always use volunteers. We can use.
Do they run 7 days a week, or
typically, we only build on Saturdays, but if there's a group, we have a lot of businesses who bring groups, we will build during the week for them. Mm-hmm. We have people available to supervise them during the week.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was just thinking for families, you know, that are so jaded by Christmas, where it's just about buying more gifts, to get your family together. I was thinking, at the day after Thanksgiving, are you going to build on Saturday this week? And take all those people to come to the island, take your family and have that experience. You know, those are memories that are so much going to be so much more fulfilling. You're going to remember those 20 years from the time we all went down and helped build the house, than all the turkey we ate and all the calories we gained and let's go shop. Maybe this is the new, because there is a shift in consciousness, and people are asking not how to get more stuff and go to the mall and spend more money, but how can we really create the vibration that we think about during I call them the high holy days, because whether it doesn't matter what your spiritual tradition is, somebody's throwing a party. Everybody I know has a party. I love the Hindus. They have something going on every day of the week. If you've been to India, there's not a weekend they don't have a huge some god being honored. So, but I love this holy season, because every tradition I know has some high holy days. What a wonderful way to really be the peace. And, you know, when I was in Sikkim, they have a sign when you drive into this little Indian kind of village. It's like a country, but it looks like a village. And it says, a home for everyone by 2010. Now imagine if America said a home for everyone by 2015 or 2012. That's their country vision. And it was inspired by Habitat for Humanity, a home for everyone. So, you know, these seed ideas that you're working with, Sherry, are exponential, and that's what's exciting. Now, Peter, we need to talk to you because he's a project manager. You haven't got our Unity family. I'm surprised you aren't out there signing them up.
Well, I try. But,
you try.
You just got to step up to the plate, you know?
You just came back from Nashville. What were you doing down there?
I was invited to go to Nashville for a they called it a building blocks. It was a blitz where we built 10 homes, and most of them were 4-bedroom, 2-baths.
In how long?
In 5 days.
Oh, my.
And it's complete. I mean, turnkey, even including landscape, towel racks, everything.
So you didn't work just on Saturdays. You guys worked around the clock. I've been on those. We've done 100.
Yeah, no, but we there were 300 of us, and we basically worked, you know, the day shift. And then there was a night shift that came in and did the plumbing, the electrical, and the things that we weren't able to do or allowed to do because of codes.
That is incredible. What did it feel like to be in all that frenetic energy of 300 people putting together such an amazing goal?
It was wonderful. It really wasn't that crazy because it was well orchestrated. There were 25 to 30 people per home.
Yeah.
And the what was really heartwarming was the families worked along with us.
Yeah.
And I was really taken by the diversity of the families that were there. There were 2 Iraqi families, one from Egypt. There were a couple of local families, another family from New York. It was just so diverse, the community that they're building there. It was just amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. We should take a break.
Well, but Gary's on the phone, we should probably wait till he's off the phone.
But when we come back, I want to tell people about this amazing store that you guys have that I've never heard of. It's a place that Habitat runs where you can buy building supplies at, like, great discounts.
Okay, and before we take our break, I want to tell you about one of the best real estate magazines. One of our sponsors is Myrna Stone. She's the editor of Real Estate Maui Style, which is not just great houses, great pictures, great who's who in real estate and mortgage companies and what do you call those? Title companies.
Yeah.
And you actually can pick and choose people that resonate with you. But always, as we love to say, she has an article about Maui people. Mm-hmm. We've had Ram Dass on, who will be our special guest on the radio next week. Mm-hmm. So if you want to tune in, Ram Dass will be on the radio. And this week, this month's magazine, it's called Real Estate Maui Style, has an article about what to do in disaster.
And how Maui is a pivotal place for planning and disaster preparedness for the entire region, which includes all the way from California to Asia. So we have a lot of responsibility. It's a fascinating article and packed with all sorts of information.
And it's free.
The Who's Who Guide is really cool because there's a Who's Who Guide of everyone in the real estate.
And boy, anybody keeps a vision board, if you watch the movie or watch Larry King, The Secret, boy, are there pictures in here for your vision board. So fabulous. It's free. And we want to also thank Trish Morris at Premier Mortgage, one of the best, absolutely the best mortgage company on the island, for being sponsors. And we invite you to stay tuned.
Conversations with Friends with Mary Olmwake is a presentation of Unity on Maui. We are a trans-denominational community and invite you to join us in Sunday morning celebration at 10 a.m. at the Maui Tropical Plantation in Waikapu. Unity also offers children's church and nursery services. If you'd like to join our families of sponsors on Conversations with Friends, please call us at Unity at 242-9327.
There's a reason that Hawaii's premier mortgage company has successfully completed over $2 billion in loans for the people of Maui. With over 20 years of experience and a 99% loan completion rate, Tricia Morris and Premier Mortgage have earned the trust of thousands of Maui homeowners. Where mortgages are concerned, don't leave anything to chance. Go with number one. Call Tricia Morris and her team of magicians today. 874-8800. That's 874-8800 for Hawaii's premier mortgage company.
And now, back to Conversations with Friends.
And for this disclaimer, Jim, since it's your voice, tell them where we'll
voice,
be.
It's my voice, you know, but
it's
not
at the Maui Tropical Plantation. That's re-raced now because
it's no
next
longer.
Sunday.
For the next three Sundays, we are at
the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Pu'anene and Wakea in Ka'alui.
Right.
Real easy to get to, and a wonderful community there. The Seventh-day Adventists are such beautiful people. And we'll be there at 11 in the morning.
11 a.m.
That's
for
a
the
new
next
time, 11
Sundays.
In the morning. And so please come and join us. Children's Church. Silence, of course, will be at 10:30. We're always 30 minutes ahead of the service. We always have silence. Mm-hmm. So we invite you to do that. And that'll be the last time you hear about that other place. Wonderful that it was. I'm not even going to say the name because we don't want anybody to think, oh, where was it? Where are we going to be? Okay, so we're back with the director, executive director of Habitat for Humanity here on Maui, and one of the project managers, Peter Oquist.
Sherry Dotson, let me ask you about Restore because I had never heard about it. Tell us about it.
Well, we do have a retail Restore on Market Street in Happy Valley. And we sell new and used building materials at least 50% below retail. And we get lots of stuff donated that is brand new from Hansador Lumber, Home Depot, Lowe's, Marmac. And we in turn sell it to the public at 50% below retail.
It's open to the general public.
It's open to the general public.
So if you're doing a bathroom renovation or a kitchen or just looking for maybe a new front door, go to Restore.
And especially specialty items. We have a lot of stuff that is, you know, out of production, that kind of stuff, antique stuff. We have some antique doors. And all the money that we make there goes into our building funds so that we can help build for more families.
We were joking before we went on that this is sort of like the Rosses for men.
Yes, because women sit outside tapping their foot going, and men go around and find all kinds of bargains.
Well, see, well, the men should just drop their wives or their companions at Ross and then drive. It's only a few minutes down to
Happy
Market
Valley.
Street, Happy Valley. Then they can all be happy, and then you swing back and save some room.
That's right.
Just
everybody
don't
saves
fill
money.
Everything you got.
The building supplies may take up most of the room in the back. That's awesome. And
yeah.
So it's open to the public 7 days a week? Or?
No, we're open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m.,
yeah.
And then on Saturday from 9 to 4. And it's the old TK Superette in Happy Valley, about three doors down from Takamiya Market.
Boy, Sherry, you got a full-on job.
I do.
The other thing, Jim, with the Restore, the thing that a lot of people don't realize is this is a wonderful place to recycle things that you've taken out that you think are sort of outdated, but it would be just absolutely wonderful for someone else. So it's a great place to donate.
That's wonderful. So, like, if you have you did a paint job and you have extra paint or we don't want to do paint. She's like, no paint.
No paint.
Because, but any other building supplies, doors or anything.
Light fixtures, medicine cabinets.
Yeah. Fans. Like I redid all the fans in my house.
Kitchen cabinets.
They were brand new, but I wanted different ones, and so we can bring them over and donate them.
What a beautiful thing. You get a tax write-off if you
do
that.
You get a tax write-off.
There you go. The I am a big fan of circulating.
Yes, it saves stuff from the landfill. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win for everybody.
You know, I go through my closet literally, and I take the best stuff that I don't use, and I take out of my kitchen, not the old stuff, but the good stuff I don't use, and I monthly go down to Women Helping Women, because I just know it keeps that flow going. And I tell people, give the best stuff mm-hmm. you've got. You know, don't give them those old ratty stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Give your good stuff, because God wants to give you more. And, you know, if you're packing it up and storing it, just circulate it. So if you've got building stuff, take it down. What's the address again? On
399 North Market Street, and it's in Happy Valley.
Happy Valley. Big sign out front. It says Restore.
It says Restore on it. Yeah.
I love it. Restore. Resale Home Supply. Or if you have clothes or cooking utensils, you know, children and women of domestic violence, they have to, like, get out of their house overnight. I mean, they don't get to pack. And they start over all the time. So I love the Women Helping Women, because they just put it out on a shelf. I've got right in my car right now a coffee pot and a lamp and a box full of clothes, and they put it right on the shelf and let people come in and take it. So, yeah, think about recycling as we're in this whole flow of abundance and Habitat for Humanity, creating a dream, a home for everybody, which I believe is a vision that we could have as a country, that everyone who deserves or wants a home can have one. So what would people want to do if they wanted to come this Saturday? Where would they go?
Well, they give our office a call. We do like to try to get a count of how many people will have at each job site.
You better
again,
give that number again.
893-0334.
And we'll give it at the end of the program, even after our guests leave.
893-0334.
Right.
And we'll give you directions onto the job site. We'll give you a choice of where you'd like to go. If you'd like to work with Peter, we'll send you to his job site.
And he can build five houses in or whatever. Three. He can build a lot of houses.
He can build 10 houses
in
a week,
5 days. So, I mean, you want to work with Peter, because he's fast. We can tell that.
And he's a very, very nice man. So.
Yeah. And, you know, out there, I just can't think of a better way to spend this Thanksgiving holiday.
You work off your turkey dinner.
That's work right. off your thing. And create a gift which will put you in that perpetual flow. I love Martin Luther King said, if you take your gifts and you give them to a real need, and Habitat's a real need, you set up a vibration of perpetual bliss. Mm. And I'm a bliss ninny. I mean, the more you give... A bliss ninny? The more joy you give, the more you make life better for others, the more the universe makes life good for you. I mean, you will never outgive God. And this is a program that makes such a difference. So
it's
just such a privilege to have you guys here. And, you know, it speaks to one man and one woman who raised their kids and had, like you said, a business and money. And they gave it all away. And you know, they gave it all away, and they have a life that's unbelievable. I've met them. They've traveled all over the world, and they're so honored and so respected, and they are so healthy and so filled with joy, and they keep giving it away, and they give the possibility that things that look impossible are possible. And over 1 million people tonight will sleep under a roof because one person acted, and it inspires me that we all can make a difference. And I love the fact that unity can come underneath so many great things, great people doing great work, like St. Teresa's, where they feed people for I don't know how many years now, every day, 365 days a year. And that's another place where people can just go down at around 3 o'clock any afternoon and help. And they deliver food throughout Kihei to homebound people, and it's just no questions asked. Food, they do it every day, Jim.
I did not. I thought it was
no
just
charge.
We
help one Sunday. We help one Sunday. No, they do 7 days a week.
And then, of course, the great work, the Maui Food Bank. We live in a community with so many wonderful people helping out other people.
There is. It is a great... One of the things about Maui, I think, is I've never seen such generosity. I've never seen it. And when people are unhappy, you know, I always tell them, find some place to give. You know, don't sit around and wait to get. Get out there and give. The universe is just waiting for you to open up. So, Sherry, it's just been such an honor. Would you like to leave with us with an inspired word or your phone number one more time? She's such a beautiful person. She's got a gorgeous smile.
I just want to thank our, you know, all the volunteers that have come up, and I will tell you that if you do come up once, you will be addictive. It's a great way to spend a Saturday, and you'll meet some wonderful people. Our families are just so overwhelmed by the generosity of this community. And if you want to volunteer, if you aren't interested in building, we have lots of other volunteer opportunities. You can come to our Restore and volunteer.
There you go.
You can get on one of our committees. Lots of ways to get involved. Again, our phone number is 893-0334.
And the Restore is in Happy Valley. There's only one road through Happy Valley, so just go down there and look for the sign. What are stores are near it? What would they see?
We're about three doors down from Takamiya Market.
Okay.
So if you're going to get your teriyaki at Takamiya, just come on down a few more
pick
stores.
Pick up your chandelier, your columns, or whatever, doors.
Get some nails and some screws.
You know, Peter, how did you get involved?
Just wanting to give back to the island, and my wife Linda spotted a "Do you want to work at Habitat?" ad in the paper, and she said, "This looks like it'd be really good for you."
Yeah.
And
just
it really was.
Trying to get you out of the house.
Well, that too. But also giving back is really what it's about being here on Maui.
Mm-hmm. And he showed up one Saturday, and we recognized the potential. He was a good contractor, and said, "Hey, do you want to come on board? We have project managers that are given a small stipend that show up every Saturday. They have, you know, experience in residential building, and they supervise our volunteers every weekend." And he's been fantastic. And he was chosen to go to Nashville and represent Maui. There was two people from Hawaii that were chosen, and Peter was one of them.
Yay.
Yeah, it was great.
Wow. Wonderful. Thank you, Peter Oquist, for that and for saying yes. And I just appreciate Habitat for Humanity. They deserve all of our support. And for everybody that wants a house, for you to know that you could have one. If you just start there, I could have one. Because, you know, people look at their minimum wage or they look at their income and they wait for somebody. But if they just would start knowing that it's possible to have a wonderful home and there's people that will help you. So just to hold that vision, and those of you who have lots and lots of money, I bet you could give some of it to Habitat.
Yes.
If you couldn't go down and lift a hammer, I bet if you called that number, they have a way to let you give a tax.
Or you can go online and go to our website.
What's that?
It's www.habitat-maui.org.
Habitat-maui.org.
Mm-hmm. And you can donate online, or you can get directions through the job sites, or you can find out more about our Restore.
Well, Sherry, one of the things we've been doing every week is telling our listeners how they can make a difference with global warming happening. All of us are on one beautiful planet. No matter how beautiful Maui is, we share a very sacred Earth home. And Jim is passionate about this. He's put together simple steps that you can do. And the one I liked that he told me about was don't rinse your dishes, because you use so much water. Your dishwasher, if it's newer, is really geared to do that. So how much is like a phenomenon of how much
you save a lot of water.
You save important. And then this light bulb thing, which we're going to do for Christmas. We're going to actually let you come to Maui, and we have a little mug. It says Aloha on it, we're going to put a light bulb in it. And what a great gift to give to people, a gift that you put a light bulb and change out a regular light bulb with this special.
Yeah, these CFLs, compact fluorescent light bulbs. If every home in America would replace just
one light bulb,
regular bulb, with a CFL, it would be the equivalent of removing 1 million cars off the road.
1 million cars. So we want to make it easy for people. And each week when you turn in, Jim is going to tell you, like when you use your kitchen sink, here's the thing that makes a difference. Use cold water, not hot water, in your garbage disposal. That way you save energy from heat. So many people don't even think about it. They just turn that hot on, turn on the cold on. There's such simple things, you know, for us to do. You know, when you have a leftover glass of water, most of us toss it down the sink, toss it into a pitcher or something, and water your plant. These are so simple. We don't think about them. But together, we're gonna save our beautiful planet home.
They make a big difference.
Yeah.
They make a big difference. And today is the day. The reason I've been so busy is working on this project, in Inconvenient Truth. Today is the day that the DVDs ship. And so we have several thousand customers all over the world who are receiving DVDs from us.
And
that's why I've been
Jim,
so busy.
And Jim is doing this out of his passion. You go on site. Why don't you give him your website?
It's an-inconvenient-truth.com, just like the Al Gore movie, aninconvenienttruth.com. And if you sign up, we're actually going to be doing a phone call with someone pretty famous in a few weeks for people who are in this community. And we have over 12,000 folks around the world, I mean literally around the world, who are interested in the issue of global warming. And we've put together all these free publications to show people how to do it and just to be a part of this to help get people involved and really spread the word about global warming.
Yeah, because if you're going to build these wonderful homes, we want to keep the planet just working. All right, so thanks so much. You make such a difference. We appreciate both of you, Sherry Dotson
and Peter Oakquist.
And thank you so much for coming in. We just appreciate your efforts, and everybody will send you oceans of blessing. Tune in next week. Well, don't leave because we have a second half, but Ram Dass will be here.
Yeah, Ram Dass will be here next week, and at the end of this program, we'll give out your contact information again if you'd like to help and volunteer with Habitat for Humanity here in Maui.
Now, you must be in the phone book.
Yes, we are.
They're in the phone book, Habitat for Humanity. It starts with an H. Okay. Not the Habitat, Habitat. Okay, thanks you for listening. Stay tuned because we're going to be back with one of our favorite people, Flavin, who's going to share about Byron Katie's great work. Wow, you want to change your life? It's so simple. Stay home.
There's a reason that Hawaii's premier mortgage company has successfully completed over $2 billion in loans for the people of Maui. With over 20 years of experience and a 99% loan completion rate, Tricia Morris and Premier Mortgage have earned the trust of thousands of Maui homeowners. Where mortgages are concerned, don't leave anything to chance. Go with number one. Call Tricia Morris and her team of magicians today. 874-8800. That's 874-8800 for Hawaii's premier mortgage company.
And now, back to Conversations with Friends.
We are back on the air. This has been a wonderful show. It's great to hear about the volunteer work that's happening here in Maui.
I love it.
Aren't they wonderful?
I love it. And we say aloha to our local family that listens, and we say aloha to the visitors to our beautiful island. You know, Maui is sacred, and those of us who are blessed to live here, I love the fact that all the people that are working. There's so many great programs. We try to have people on every once in a while that really invite you to really make a difference here on Maui. Mm-hmm. And we love to have, you know, the people that are making a difference globally. Mm-hmm. And we love to hear from people. But, you know, we also know that it starts within. And, you know, I always, you know, we're a prayer movement. We're a spiritual ohana. But, you know, when someone comes along and has something that really works, I always tell them, this is very spiritual. And one of the things that I found that really works are Byron Katie's four questions. If you now, this would only be for those of you listening who would really like to live at peace.
Yeah, just
really
those people.
Really, yeah, I mean,
if you're not interested in that.
You know, I mean, if you really love your conflict and you really like this, the drama that you're you know, I would turn the radio off now.
Right.
There's some place there's music on. But this is so simple, and I tell people, you meditate a couple times a day and you do these four questions, within 6 months you'll be an entirely different person. So Flavin, it's good to have you with us.
Flavin Clayton, welcome.
Good to be here.
And she's been trained by Byron Katie. Tell us what the work is.
Well, the work is just, if you have a stressful situation going on in your life, you apply her four simple questions and what she calls a turnaround and do some inquiry. And there's a saying that it's not actually what happens to us in life, it's how we perceive what mm-hmm. happens to mm-hmm. us in life. And that would be our thoughts about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. It is the most powerful self-development work that I've ever been exposed to. And I've read a lot and been to a lot of different programs. And what's so beautiful about it is the simplicity of it, is that there are just these four questions. Why don't you tell us what they are?
It's, is it true? That's the first one. Is it true?
Now, this would only about things that upset you, because, you're going down the road and you think, oh, my husband loves me, my kids are doing great, ooh, it's so beautiful here in Maui. Don't need to inquire about those things. If you're thinking happy thoughts, I'd stay with them.
Yeah, so
I don't know. You can inquire, is it true? But I would just stay with them. But this is like, oh, my husband should come home on time, or my kids should pick up their socks, or what are some other stressful things? Because the question is it true?
Exactly. And I love the one, you know, the holidays can be a time where we start getting stressed out about stuff. So it's really good.
Jim
time
started
to
early.
I started early just because I'm trying
so
to get,
can get it over with.
2,000 DVDs to people. But you're right. It's so people start getting stressful around this time and they start missing family or feeling melancholy or
thinking the family's coming. I mean, either way. Yeah. It could be they're not coming. That could be stress or they're coming. Yeah. So the first question is it true?
Is it true? And I love that. You know, you can take a relative that you have some thoughts about that aren't necessarily pleasant or peaceful, and you could look at those and see, you know, is this really true that Uncle So-and-so is grumpy, you know? And then
always ruins the party.
Right.
So let's get upset 2 weeks before he gets
exactly.
I like that, you know. Something's going to happen in 2 weeks, but let's get upset now.
Stressful.
Yeah, I love that. When you hear people talking about it, that's what we're telling you. If you like
stress.
Drama, turn the radio off now. This would be for those of you who'd like a simple way of just having a different shift of attitude.
Yeah, and so question number two is, can I absolutely know that it's true?
Because so often you say, well, yes, Uncle Harry is always a... And then do I know absolutely that it's true? And that's when you start using the logic of, like, is there ever a time when it wasn't true, right?
Mm.
And that's how you start kind of, like, questioning and saying, well, I do remember that time 8 years ago when he was kind of nice and we went out to that Chinese dinner. And then you say, well, then I guess it's not always true. And that opens up the door, right?
Yeah, and you can look at, where's your proof? Well, he doesn't smile. Now, can you absolutely know that because somebody doesn't smile, it means they're grumpy? Mm. Can you really know that?
Mm-hmm.
And there's some other questions there, like, can you know that you'd be happier if that person wasn't grumpy? You know, like the seven dwarfs, maybe grumpy brings an element to the party that, you know, works. So, you know, can you know that you'd be happier? Can you know what's in the best... in the long run for everybody's path, for their path, for your path? So those are some sub-questions.
So these are just like sub-questions under the second question of how do you know it's absolutely true?
Yeah, can you absolutely know it's true?
Okay, and the third question?
And the third question is, how do you react when you think this thought?
This is such a powerful question.
Yes.
And another way to say it's, what's going on in my body?
Yeah.
What's going on inside of me when I have that thought that my boss is always unfair? What happens? I shut down, or I get gossipy, or I pull back, or I get a headache, or, you know, but what goes on inside of me?
I give the sad face,
or I decide I won't do my job fully. I'll show them. I mean, you really start to get honest with yourself.
Yeah. And then the fourth question is, who would I be without this thought? How would I be living without this thought? What would my life be like if I wasn't believing this thought? What if I could drop this thought for just a moment?
Mm-hmm. And so many times when you ask that question, you realize, I'd actually be better off without that thought.
And nobody asks you to. It's just the inquiry. It's just a simple process. What would I be? And if you still want to stay upset, hey, nobody's going to tell you you got to drop it, but you might want to at least explore it.
I love
that. And it's not like you have to be brainwashed. It's just inquiring.
So after you've done the four questions, what happens?
Then you can try on a turnaround.
Okay.
And that is just reversing the thought, or taking the opposite of the thought, or you can turn it around to yourself.
So let's use the Uncle Harry or whatever is a grumpy guy.
So if you turned it around, he isn't a grumpy guy. And you could look and see, one of the things that Katie says is that your mind's job is to prove that it's right. So if you have a thought like he's grumpy, you're going to look for all the proof of how he's grumpy, and you might miss how he's not grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the real meditation comes in of like, let me take another look here. Let me see if I can find where he's not grumpy. And if you can find just one place where he's not grumpy, chances are you'll find another, and then darn it, another.
And then there are other types of turnarounds as well. So it's not just he isn't grumpy.
Right.
You can start doing the more profound turnarounds, or the ones that really start helping you look at yourself.
I shouldn't be grumpy.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me to be grumpy.
Exactly. I shouldn't be grumpy, or I'm grumpy. You know, even I shouldn't be, I am grumpy. Can I find where I'm grumpy? Yeah.
And that's where the power of this works. When you apply these four questions and the turnaround, and just do this inquiry process, whether it's through meditation or just writing it down, it's so cool. And one of the things that I liked about Byron Katie when she came here, and she says this all the time, is we as human beings are judgers. She, you know, we go through life so many times saying we shouldn't judge, we shouldn't judge, we shouldn't judge. Well, here's someone saying,
"Go for it."
It's what we do.
It's what
we
do.
We're human judgers, and since we do it anyway, this process helps you embrace that and go through these four questions and this turnaround in the most profound way. And what's so cool is that once you start doing it and are exposed to it through the programs like you do every 2 weeks at Unity on Maui, you can start doing this on your own.
Yeah. So the book that people would want to get is Loving What Is, the best title in the world, Loving What Is. The author is Byron Katie, or go online,
yeah,
byronkatie.com.
It's byronkatie.org. Thework.com.
Yeah, but she's also under her
yeah,
name.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Just, or
yeah.
The work.
Yeah.
And she gives you these questions free. She gives you the worksheets free. That's why she's really in service to shifting consciousness. She did this for 20 years, just going anywhere, not charging anything. Now she's world famous and goes all over. But we get her here on Maui, but you actually went to L.A. and got trained, right?
Yeah.
And when do you do this? Because it does help to do it in a group.
Absolutely.
And then it's
the
easier.
First few times you really very should be helpful exposed to, do it to a practitioner. In a
group. You don't have to have the group, and I know a lot of people do it, but it's very powerful because one of the things you ask Flav, and you're really good at it, is saying, as someone's working through their own, because you do an inquiry out loud as people do their worksheets, is you stop and you ask everybody who's listening, has there ever been a time in your life when you felt the boss was unfair? Can you relate to a time you felt abandoned or you felt rejected or you felt they treated you unfairly? Because those are the issues that you really get stuck on, is should be different. And you invite everybody in, and almost universally, doesn't it, everybody says, yeah, I've had that experience. So you're doing a collective shift for people. One person might be dialoguing with you, inquiry, but everybody else goes, whoosh. And they'll say that aha. This is aha that refreshes because you don't have to do it yourself.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You're really a good facilitator.
So when do you offer these?
We've been doing it the second and fourth Monday at Unity up on High Street in Wailuku, and we will be on a break for the Christmas holidays and probably resume in spring. So we have one more, which will be this coming Monday, the 27th, I believe is the date.
Okay.
And then you can also, I do private facilitation, so you can call me at 269-1809. You can go to Katie's website, and there's also another inquiry group up in Kula. And I have the number for that one.
I've been to that one.
Yeah.
That's where I met you
the
first time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, we also will be starting another. There's another woman that wants to come. So she was going to alternate with you.
Oh,
so
great.
If you want to stay in this area, you maybe can just go online, unityonmaui.org.
Oh, perfect.
And we'll be able to share when Flavin comes back, when she's coming in. And we'll make sure, because this work is so fabulous. So what's the upcountry? I'm sorry I cut you off there.
The number for the upcountry Kula group is 298-5954.
And, you know, the book. Now, there's another book Byron Katie has out for all of you guys with relationships challenges or opportunities, however you like to say it. It is really powerful, and it's called I Need Your Love, Is That True?
Right.
And we go into relationships sometimes and take hostages instead of develop like full exciting partnerships of two people having a great life and sharing a journey.
Yeah, it's like
we
By the way, I love you.
Oh yeah. And if you loved me, you would change.
Exactly.
I love that one. And women, we're probably more like that than men tend to be. The truth is, women, and they've actually done studies on this, that right after the I do, Jim, you need to know this, women change more than men do in terms of their expectations.
I have a few friends who have gotten married recently, and I have seen that.
Yeah. And I think it's just a belief system. What is a husband as opposed to what's my
best
friend?
Yeah, it's been ingrained in us since we were little, what we see and what goes on. So we definitely get influenced, and we have beliefs that sometimes we don't even know are there.
Very deep.
Or that's there, but we haven't ever taken the time to question it.
We're on our best behavior. You know?
Yeah.
And then now they're my husband. I like that. Instead of the husband, they're my husband. Somehow that evokes something like, they're no longer my best friend, who I treat with great respect and honor, give lots of leeway, let my best friends make all kinds of mistakes, I forgive them everything. No, now you're mine.
Mm.
And it's amazing how this lives deep in us. So
this work at every level
is so helpful, isn't it? I mean, everybody has a story that's done it, that it changes your life.
And it really helps you take self-responsibility, because let's say you think, my husband should be paying the bills on time. Well, if you really believe that, then you get in there and pay the bills on time, you know? Because look at what happens just from that one thought.
This work is not for sissies. This is what's so powerful about it, because it really quickly gets down to the root of anything.
Yeah.
And you combine this work with the silence and this new practice that I'm using is Ho'oponopono.
I love that one.
And Ho'oponopono, but the way Haleakalahu Len teaches it, which is if I'm irritated, upset, ticked off, then it's 100% my responsibility to heal it inside of me. And you said the line, there's not a single thought that you and I have that doesn't rise tainted by our past history. Mm. We don't have a pure thought. Oh, Uncle so-and-so should be generous and kind. It comes tainted with our whole experiences. So every upset is something inside of me. And Haleakalahu Len, and I went to Friday night, just the introduction, because we had our huge gala and lots of stuff going on. But I love his work. I've been using it about 2 months now. And everything that comes up, I just look at it inside of me again. What's going on inside of me? It might be a childhood memory. It might be in past life. It could be something in my body. And then there's only three responses. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. You know, and someone asked him, do you have to be sincere? He goes, no. But, you know, just to say those words, I'm so sorry. Somebody who's been hurt, and he was working with the criminally insane, and he just looked at their caseloads, and as he read their stories, he said, I'm so sorry. He didn't even say it to their face, but we're so vibrationally one. So when you ask these inquiries, every relationship in your life begins to unwind, don't you think?
I do, and I've heard people doing this work even just with friends where they thought, oh, I don't have any grievances with this friend or anything, and you just start saying, I love you, I'm sorry, I love you, I'm sorry, and within 10 minutes, like, the stuff that comes up is amazing.
So. And it comes because now it's safe. It can't come up. I think the safety that you generate and the work generates and we try to generate in everything we do at Unity, that safety allows stuff that's been buried that you couldn't bring up. You thought it was too ugly or too mean or too... And it's just something got stuck. That's all it is. It's not anything real at all. And that's what the inquiry is so great. All these things that upset us weren't real.
And sometimes there's thoughts that are smaller and you do an inquiry on it and it shifts right away. And then other times there's bigger ones like on ex-husbands and wives that you have to do it for 3 months, four months. And then on moms and dads, you do 3 years, 4 years.
But you know, what else are you doing? I mean, we're here really to live heaven. And you can't live heaven, which is now, until you get all these illusions unwound.
Yeah.
And that's the loving what is. Byron Katie is such a joy to be around because she simply is. She said, if my husband leaves me, next. If he stays, yay. I mean, she really takes, she was going blind, yes, loving what is. And whatever is happening, you lean into that, you embrace that.
Yeah.
And we're eternal beings. It really is a way to practice the presence all the time. But I love it because it reaches so many people that wouldn't just sit down and meditate and let God do it for them.
Yeah, it is really good. And one of the things that I've noticed from doing the work is that, you know, Katie also says there's three types of business, my business, your business, and God's business. And I notice from doing this is that I have been getting out of other people's business, because how much time do we spend thinking that people should be different or things should be different? And as a result, I get to come home to myself. So I love how you started off the program with come home because I feel like I am coming home to me through doing this work. And it's like, wow, I like me.
Yes, well,
I don't have to go out there and credit card and Medicaid and TV. Mm. And, you know, I can just hang out with me. And it's great.
If something disturbing comes up, Ho'oponopono, what a chance to know what a contribution to change the world. We know we always say change yourself, change the world. But everybody says, how? And we think, I'll go build a house for Habitat. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing thing to do. But think if you go and build a house for Habitat from that place of, I'm just here to be an expression of spirit, just here to contribute. And then, you know, if the stuff comes up, you have a tool. The work is such a great tool. Ho'oponopono. I don't know how people make it without these. I guess I did. I was just a drama queen.
Well, I was just thinking,
into drama. You know?
I was just thinking how cool it is if you spend an hour with us on Tuesday, how you can just feel so much better about the world. I mean, I came in here and goes, and it just talking to the Habitat and talking to Flavin and realizing all these incredible things and resources that are available to us. It's so easy.
You know, that's when with my parents, because we came out of the John Bradshaw dysfunctional family, and they didn't have these tools. There were no 12-step programs. Mm-hmm. There was no the work. And they still did their very, very best to move us forward.
We all are.
And when you really get that, you always, there's not one person in your life that isn't doing the very, very best from their awareness, and it's all about awareness. And most of us don't question. Everybody just should, and we put the should in like we've never questioned it. Mm. And boy, that was a shocker for me. But there's one more tool I want to share, because this is Thanksgiving week, and it's from The Secret, and it was somebody. If you want to add, along with the work and Ho'oponopono and a little time in the silence, if you want to change everything today, take every relationship you're in that matters, whether you work with them, whether you live with them, whether they're a friend, and write down all of their positive qualities. And look at only their positive qualities. I have to tell you, this is so powerful. Take every person you live with, you work with, look at their positive qualities, and every day before you go into work, before you get up, before you greet them, look at them again. And don't spend 1 minute on the lesser. Just don't even, if they didn't pick up their socks today, your kids, look at how beautiful their smile is, how much it means when they hug you, the sweetness of their voice, whatever good there is. And this is so much out of New Testament, but this is exactly how it works. If you take everyone in your life and you look at their positive qualities, and that's all you look at, you will find out they can't stop pouring love out to you. I have just been living in eternal bliss for about 10 days now. Just look at their positive qualities. Don't pay any attention to anything else. What a great thing to do for Thanksgiving, rather than, oh, I got to go sit. You know, maybe your friend only has one good quality you can find today, like you like their earrings.
Yeah, but
they wear really great earrings. But if that's all you look at, next week you'll see something so much more, and they'll be calling you. Love cannot stop itself.
Where you can find one, you can usually find one more, and
exactly.
Then another, and then another.
And that ties right in with Byron Katie, loving what is, and just looking at the positive. What I focus on increases. What I focus on increases. And if you love what is, you're just present to what is. It's always going to change anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes if you're feeling sad, then you've got it backwards.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a good way of looking at it. Those are wonderful. Yeah. If you just, I was writing down these practices that we're talking about. Very simple things that you can do whenever you're feeling a little melancholy. And this is the time of the year, as you were saying, Flavin, that some people are triggered by things. It's like, oh, and then if you just spend some time in the silence or doing the work with these four questions or Ho'oponopono or what you were talking about, Mary, just focusing on the positive qualities.
And declutter. I want to share one last principle. Okay. We got 4 days. A lot of people have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. Yeah. That's a great time. Look around your car. Look around your house, look in your closets, and declutter. Get it out. Let spirit move. Chi. I don't care what you call it. So much of us block our good because we got boxes or drawers full of stuff we haven't looked at. Declutter, because life wants to bring you more. If it's good stuff, pass it on. If it needs to be thrown away, throw it away.
There is something to this feng shui. Big time.
Big time. Big time. I'll tell you. It's so great. Flavin, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
You're so radiant.
Thank you.
And that's the work. The book is Loving What Is, Byron Katie. If you ever get a chance to be with Flavin or with Byron Katie, take it.
Yep.
And go online.
And again, my number is 269-1809.
She does do individual.
Experience the work.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a website or should
I
just reach you by phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, Jim, I told you some people. Jim thinks everybody in the world is on email.
And you are on email.
I have an email, okay, yeah.
Oh, you have email.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We'll talk
about
that later.
Well, this is good. We want to invite you to join us on Sunday.
Sunday, for the next 3 weeks, we're going to be at Seventh-day Adventist in Kahului at the corner of Wakea and Punene Street.
Punene. So if you're on Hana Highway, it's just two blocks in. If you're coming from Wailea or Kihei, just come down at Dairy Road and get on Punene and come right down. It's like 1 mile. It's so close. It's really easy to get to.
It's close to where, you know, where we were, and it's easy. It's the center of Kahului, and that's
and
for the next 3 Sundays.
And it's a sweet church. And then we'll be coming home to High Street, but we won't confuse you with that.
Right.
So we do know where we're going for it. How wonderful. This is the High Holy season. What kind of country begins the High Holy Days with gratitude?
Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday, not just because of the food, but because we're all sitting around being grateful for what we have in our life, and we are truly blessed.
And gratitude and blessing, you can change any situation by simply finding out what you're grateful for. And you know what? Don't miss an opportunity to say thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
And don't miss an opportunity to say bless you.
Bless you.
And don't miss an opportunity to share aloha.
Aloha.